let's first start off by doing our remembrances. So at this time, we'll recognize CCB members who have passed during the last year. So if anyone wants to take a few moments to pay their respects, please go ahead and raise your hand. We'll take about 20 minutes and open up the floor. Do we have any hands raised? I don't see any. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, go ahead, Bob.
Robert Acosta. Ladies and gentlemen, and our Madam Treasurer, our Chairman, Chairperson, we lost two great soldiers in our movement this past week. And some of you will know each one of them. The first one is Elmer Chapson. Elmer Chapson died last week at 96 years of age. Elmer was a counselor teacher, which has disappeared thanks to rehab, home teacher. And he helped so many blind people, newly blind, and by guys who were adjusting to blindness, make it. I remember when Elmer used to tell us, somebody said, "I want to drive." And he says, "I wish I could get it back for you. But you're also a cook, and I can teach you how to cook. I can teach you the techniques." Elmer had a tremendous sense of humor for those of us who knew him, and he was a dear friend. The second soldier we lost was another dear friend, Manuel Urena. Manuel Urena served for 30 years as the program manager in the Department of Rehabilitation. Manuel, I can say it now, was our Army inside, our fifth columnist. Manuel was very loyal to the council. And if he got tips, which he got them before we did, we were ready when we especially took on Ed Roberts in meetings. He said, "You know this before I do. How are you learning these things?" "Oh, I don't know. We have ways." But Manuel was a dear friend, and we lost his lovely wife 7 years ago. And these are the two that I want you to remember. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Charlene?
Go ahead.
Okay, this is Charlene from the San Diego Braille Club, and we lost Jesse Flores. She was one that if we kind of wanted to have some fun or different things, that she was right there. And she was quite a character. But we lost her just recently, about a month ago.
Thank you, Charlene. Andrea? Can we go ahead and...
Okay, move? I'm here. We lost an amazing woman, a member of our chapter, but someone that was known throughout the state of California. Last July 9th, we lost Bonnie Rennie. And Bonnie was a stalwart in CCB. She ran the Senior Blind Committee for many years. She was a very prolific author and contributor to the Blind Californian. She served in a variety of capacities in our chapter. She and her husband, Bob, who is still a member of our chapter, were always there to help us with whatever projects were going on. Bonnie was a very special person. She was a social worker for many years, both at Metro State Hospital and also at Norwalk. Oh, excuse me, that's probably the same place. Norwalk, and also for the VA on the federal level. Bonnie loved to write, and she left us an amazing legacy of her written work that will take probably years to go through. She was a quiet presence who did not ask for a lot of attention, but she worked very quietly and tirelessly behind the scenes, and we miss her every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Margaret Butchman Garcia with the hand raised.
Yeah, this is Margaret. Good evening. We lost a fairly new member to our chapter just about a month and a half ago. He was new to blindness a little over 2 years ago and moved to our area from Chicago. And Dr. Salim Rashid, and he was getting very interested in working on advocacy and access issues when he was hit with a terminal cancer just not even 6 months ago. He wanted to go to his first CCB conference last year, and he participated virtually. Then he thought, oh, how exciting to go to hometown, to go to ACB. Well, that didn't work out either. And then, but he did connect virtually with the different sessions. So we got to know him in a very short time, and we lost him very quickly also, Dr. Salim Rashid.
Thank you for your remembrance, Margaret. I show next with their hand raised is Ray.
Good evening, everybody. This is Ray Marcus from the Bayview San Francisco chapters. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge that we lost a dear member in our Bayview chapter, Lily Humphrey. He was so great and fundraisers, and her son would make and bring the food for us. And out of her kindness of her heart, she would make it and, you know, not be paid or anything. And what I really got most out of Lily is being on the telephone committee and speaking to her every month. And as every month went by, we just spoke longer and longer each month. And also, I would like to also acknowledge Elmer Chapson. The year that Elmer retired from the Department of Rehabilitation in 1988, that's when I first signed up. He gave me my first cane. He would always check on me. How's mobility? How do you want to start mobility? No. So he says, after I retire, can I still check up on you and see how you're doing? I said, sure. So every time Elmer would call me, I would still say, no, cane still folded. Haven't called the department about getting O&M lessons. And he says, what if we meet for lunch? So for quite a while, for a number of years, we always met for lunch. And we'd be walking, and me being with my mobility cane, and always having lunch with Elmer. But thanks to Elmer's persistence and the love that he have for all of us, that I was able to get my O&M lesson. So thank you.
Thank you, Ray. I have a phone number starting with area code 951 and ending in 411.
Yeah, my name is Christine Bailey. I'm doing this on behalf of the High Desert chapter. They lost a member, Jewel. She was a very known person in their chapter and a Lions Club member, too. She used to take the group, help be a driver to take the group on an outing. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Susan Glass?
Yes, good evening, everyone. The Silicon Valley Council of the Blind was very sad to lose a member who was with us through much of about 2013 on, I think. And many of you will know her because she was in other chapters. Tamara Kearney passed away last August. She had gone back home to Kansas to live near her mother. But before I tell you what happened, Tamara was just a delightful human being. She was a Braille teacher, a Braille transcriptionist. She traveled the world. She, in Australia, taught Braille. And when she joined us here in California, she taught us all about differences between Braille as it was taught in Australia. When UEB came on the scene, she had us all gathered in my living room learning UEB, and then we were at our local Vista Center learning UEB. She loved yoga. I have some fond memories of lying outdoors with her in the sun doing yoga. She had a wonderful guide dog whose name was Rex. She was a member of both the NFB and ACB off and on throughout the years. She was a person who believed that wherever work could be done and people could put their shoulders together to do that work, they ought to do so. She was funny. She was brilliant. Just a delightful human being. She was hit by a car last summer, crossing in an intersection that had a signal, and she had the right of way. So if there's ever a testament to why we need to keep working for safe pedestrian crossings, that is it. Tamara is known by many people and will be missed by many. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. We have a phone number with the area code 760 ending in 137.
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Darlene Dobbins from the High Desert Chapter. Christine already recognized her, but I was on hold. I would like to pay honor to my friend Jewel Wilmot, who was a member for about maybe 3 years, not too long. about 3 years, but very supportive of the chapter. And she passed away due to COVID-19 on January 22nd. And 2 weeks later, her husband passed away also. And so I definitely like to honor her and let the organization know of her membership. Thank you.
Phone number, area code 650, ending in 688.
Hi, this is Bernice Kandarian calling. On January 4th, we lost a longtime member. Most of you knew her as Susan Henry. About 3 years ago, she married Terrence Brennan. And, you know, when we first met her, she lived out where she owned a horse, and she loved to ride that horse every day. And then she moved into a mobile home, and living in the city was not her thing. But she met Terrence, and they married and were in Lancaster, California. And, you know, she used to come to many meetings, many conventions. She was a diabetic for more than 45 years. And what happened with her is that she fell getting out of her shower and broke a number of bones, and it took her away from us.
Thank you, Bernice. We have a phone number, area code 510, ending in 042.
Yes, I have a tribute to Elmer Chapson by Julie Winters, Pal to Elmer. It says, Elmer Donald Chapson, Rehabilitation Counselor for the Blind, 06-1625 to 03-1421. Tribute to Elmer Chapson. Elmer, it has been a pleasure to have been a part of your life. I was drawn to Elmer's wicked sense of humor and positive attitude right from the start. He told wonderful stories of the people in his life, introducing me to his blind community, the most amazing, resilient, competent, and positive group of people I've ever met. My life has been enriched knowing Elmer. I first met Elmer in the mid-1980s as he was walking a troop of dogs up our street, and I was driving down the hill. I just lived around the corner. We became pals, and I saw him or talked with him most every day for the last 14 years. Travel, long drives in the car, sharing holiday suppers, and kitchen table philosophy, but mostly our love of dogs was the glue. About 7 years ago, Elmer and I were sitting at the kitchen table reminiscing about how much we missed his wonderful dog, Greta. Greta was cremated in an urn which sat on the sideboard in his dining room. I told him in the end I could make sure that Greta was with him. He liked that, and that is just where she is, with Elmer. Elmer was an extraordinary man with an extraordinary life. He was also a fortunate man. He loved his life's work, his wife Lois, his home, and his friends. He woke up happy and went to bed happy. When you ask him how he was, he would say, just great, even when it wasn't so great. He loved life, and I believe he loved his life. He would always say, life is good. So, of course, there's so much more to the story. But, Elmer, to you I say, great adventures, good food, good wine, good times with friends. Salud. You were so loved, and it was my pleasure to have been your friend and just a part of your wonderful life. I will miss you immensely. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we have area code 510, phone number ending in 405.
Oh boy, a Dirk Neihardt. I just want to remember Cassie Skivers. I just learned about her passing last year, and I know she passed earlier, but I just don't want her memory ever to leave our consciousnesses. She was just a giant for all of us. That's all.
Thank you. Well, thank you for those who did give your remembrances. It's always nice to remember those that we've lost and that we've loved.